enculturated enough in the monocultural version of America. So, anyway, that's something that I am deeply concerned with as a person who goes digging around old records. You know, I see constantly abandoned lots of great stories and musicians simply for the fact of having been immigrants. If they had stayed in their own countries and been able to make records there, they might be, you know, these big celebrated figures. But they came here where their legacy would not be appreciated. And on the other hand, by reintroducing this material to the culture, maybe it will help America understand something of what we've neglected or lost. And maybe it will help the language groups, the ethnicities of these people, to rediscover some things that, you know, they might be interested in, that might have lasting value for them, even if it comes through somebody who is an outsider. So,
I have one final question. Are there any other kind of archival sources, any other records or historians or collectors that you would, for the curious, that you would like to, you would suggest to anybody?
There's so much that I'm grateful to have learned from people who have been involved in similar process and other people who are, you know, doing similar projects. Right off the top of my head, there's a guy in Los Angeles named Jonathan Ward, who's a very serious archivist in a way that I have never been and never will be, who has had a blog called Excavated Shellac for more than a decade, which is wonderful. He is extremely knowledgeable and has a great ear. He's just got it, man. So he put out a big box set on Dusted Digital, I think last year or the year before, of his work. So yeah, Excavated Shellac is amazing. There was a guy who's a generation older than me named Dick Spotswood, who did an enormous amount of work researching through the 70s, 80s, 90s. He's still alive in Florida, still working very active as a researcher, who really was the person that made it possible for people like me to look seriously at immigrant music in the United States during the period kind of 1895 to 1942. I mean, he was influenced by Pekka Grano in Finland, but anyway, he really kind of opened the door. You know, he did dozens, hundreds of reissue records, all kinds of stuff. Like, a big bluegrass guy, for one thing, but then also tons of, you know, great recordings of Ukrainian stuff, and tons of Chinese records, and, you know, Middle Eastern stuff. And, he published this giant discography, this set of books that actually gives catalog number, matrix number, title, artist, recording dates for a significant amount of the material recorded in languages other than English in the United States in the early 20th century, which is a real roadmap for me and lots of other people about, like, what's out there. It's a way that we can look at a kind of data set and figure out, you know, what in the world's going on. So, very grateful to him, of course, and you know, lots and lots and lots of people. Chris Strawitz just died, who ran our Hooli Records, who was an immigrant to this country and fell in love with down-home folk music of all different kinds, but in particular recordings made in the Spanish language, of which there are hundreds of thousands, which he systemically collected and wound up donating, and a lot of that stuff is available on YouTube as part of the Frontera collection. Wonderful material. And, you know, I'm at 48 years old. I'm just beginning to just scratch the surface of any of that stuff. You know, it's a wonderful, deep well. So, there's a few.
Awesome. Thank you for plumbing the depths with me, Ian.
Thanks a lot for having me.
So, thank you so much for being on the show. It means a lot to me, and keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's been really fun talking to you.
And that was my interview with Ian Nagoski. Thank you again to Ian for coming on the show and sharing all of your knowledge and passion with us today. All the tracks we covered can be found at Canary Records on Bandcamp, as well as all the music that was playing in the background. Our tracks covered today have been Fish and Poi by Naughty Abby, Grounge by Zabel Panosian, Bird Chorus by Charles Kellogg, and Manthu's Hashden by George Castoros. Thank you all so much for listening to this Audible interview. If you are interested in listening to the extended interview with Ian, you can find it on YouTube. Just type Audible Sounds into the search bar. It should be the first thing you find. Audible is spelled like Odd Future. That's O-D-D-I-B-L-E Sounds. Alternatively, you could also find it on my personal Instagram profile at This Is Audible. For Audible Sounds, I've been John Hartwell. I'll see you all on the next one.
You're listening to Sick on WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign, and animation fun, fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 41115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real, data-based debates between people who substantially disagree, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. on WRCT. Trapdoor. Have you ever checked under the trapdoor your mom told you to stay away from? Maybe you should take a look. Monday nights, 10 to 11, punk, electronic, eggs, and more, only with DJ Sideways on WRCT. At the Liberty Magic, Jimmy Ichichana in the Cards features the art of intricate close-up magic, card magic, testing the laws of probability and transcending presumptions. This brand new show uses a little more than a deck of cards, an innovative sleight of hand, misdirection and undisclosed trickery, and an interactive celebration of card conjuring and mechanics. Jimmy Ichichana is performing now until August 13. At the Backyard at 8th and Penn, from the UK-based company Architects of Air and its founder, Alan Parkinson, Backyard at 8th and Penn welcomes an innovative and otherworldly Daedalum this summer. In the Cultural District, Daedalum is an immersive, inflatable sculpture which has at its core an element, a maze of 17 egg-shaped domes, and the arrangement of their translucent dome tops and pods, designed to produce views and the hues of verity and subtlety. On display at the Backyard, A Street, and Penn Avenue, downtown. Tickets and information are available at trustarts.org. At the Concept Art Gallery, Concept Art Gallery features Picturing a Free World, an exhibit by 60 artists from prison and 30 artists in solidarity who have created work from cross-stitching to paintings, from sculptures to photographs, in conversation with the question, what is a free world for you and for others? Picturing a Free World is on display at 1031 S. Braddock Avenue from July 5th to July 29th. Gallery hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday, and more information is available at letsgetfree.info. We'll be right back. tomorrow Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the Preserving Underground, Fall of Babylon, Face Wreck, Train Wreck, Mob Swarm, and Underneath. The Maple Leaf at 6:30 p.m., Maribel, Skipworth, Josh Washam, Georgia English, and Kasten Guthrie. At the Roboto Project at 7 p.m., Ultra Deluxe with Mirror X Lake, Tilt Controls, and Bomb Threat. At the Roxanne Theater, Metric at 7 p.m. At Club Cafe, 8 p.m., Hembree with Herbivore and Jack Swing. At the Government Center at 8 p.m., Yes Yes, A Thousand Times Yes, Bikini Islands, Frame and Mantle. At Thunderbird at 8 p.m., Necro Goblikin with Dropout Kings and Summoning the Lich.
Yeah. static in my head, it's always red. The static in my head, it's always red. The static in my head, it's always red. The static in my head. Return to the realms of time.
Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on the weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on a moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council and WRCT. It only takes a moment. Hey everyone, let's all stop to what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. It doesn't really matter, because every time dad takes a moment like that to spend with their kids, it's a pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 887-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WRCT. Thank you for listening to Sick on WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me, there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my shadows creep, I just weep all night. I know, you know how much I'd miss you if ever we should part. in my heart.